This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. The Revenant finally got DiCaprio his stinking Oscar. Goodness.
I thought he got one from Titanic.
I don't know if he did, but you know how everybody's been following him for so long.
Should have got one for Inception.
He deserved it for a lot. Inception, Django,
Django. That movie was so good.
Right.
I still haven't seen The Hateful Eight.
Me neither. I guess I could watch it, but I'm still watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, I hear from Tarantino fans that it's really good, and then from other people that it's okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm big into Tarantino, so eventually I will see it.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. I'm so sick. My nose, I can feel it starting to clog.
Just draining.
Something like that.
Summit my cat. Oh.
Yeah, I don't like moving one bit.
Yeah, it's never a fun thing to do.
That's all I can think about right now, because I'm still not moved in all the way.
Yeah. A bunch of boxes laying around.
Right. You should see our dumpsters. There were some people earlier today, and yesterday, that I guess they didn't look like college students or anything. They looked like an older couple, but they came here and started dumpster diving because they're like, this is the best time of year to get free stuff. And then they said something about I didn't quite hear them because I was afar off, but they were saying something about donating this and that and making enough money for this and this, and I was like, you guys are weird.
Got it all planned out,
right? I mean, one of my roommates has an old TV that really sucks, and he was just trying to get rid of it on Letgo for like $20, and nobody would take it. So he's like, I'm just going to go put it by the dumpster and walk away. So that's what he did, like late into the night at like 2 in the morning. He just walked it over to the dumpster, and when we woke up that morning, it was gone. Somebody picked it up and took it. But it was super dumb TV. Nobody wanted it. It had like a VHS thing on the bottom of it and a DVD thing on the bottom of it. All one component, like a TV with a VHS and a DVD player.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Did I have the big back?
Oh, yeah, it was one of those with the...
It wasn't a flat screen.
What do they call them? Capacitors?
Yeah. It's crazy how much technology is just changing.
I was telling my friend that if I were to dumpster dive, I'd have to think less of myself before I could do it. Who knows what you would find.
Yeah. Well, they had a good point. Now is a good time to do it because
everybody's moving, college semesters are ending. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're just throwing away everything. Yeah. I saw like 4 or 5 of the same like kitchen garbage can that you get from Walmart, because I have the same one. It's a black thing with like a lid on the top. And I saw like 4 or 5 of them in the dumpster, and I was like, those are perfectly good garbage cans. I cleaned mine out and used it as storage to help bring some of my stuff over as like another bin. Put all my shoes in.
Nice.
But yeah, there's that, and who knows what else you could find. I guess somebody found a TV.
Yeah. I'm so socially awkward, man.
Only if you say stand. So.
No, I totally am.
Yeah,
I get
cause you
anxious.
Because so. You say so.
Nah, it's not like a insecurity thing, because I really don't give a shit what people think about me, but it's like, if I have to participate in small talk, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either, ever since we took Larry Harper's class, when he started talking about how it's like the little conversations you have with people that are super worthless and waste time. Like you pass somebody in the hall or something, and you're like, hey, what's up? Have you been? How are the kids? Oh, cool. I haven't seen you in a long time. And it's just like this garbage talk. I don't know. He had a specific word for it, and I've already forgot what it was.
I think it was like fluff or something.
Probably fluff.
Something like that.
But yeah, all these people just...
If
ridiculous.
People ask me how I'm doing, I'm just completely honest with them. Because all they expect you to say is, well, I'm good.
I never give it back. They'll say something to me, and they'll say, how's it going? I'm like, oh, it's going.
Yeah.
And then that's all I'll say. So they're like, yeah. Oh, cool. And either they try to continue the conversation or they stop. So I'm just like, yeah. Oh, yeah. What are you studying? That's the one question I'm sick of answering. Where are you going to school? What are you studying? That is the worst.
Yeah.
I've probably said that 1,000 times.
I always try to just, if I feel like talking, then I'll try to, like, make the conversation go deeper. Like, they'll ask me how I'm doing, and I'll just try to tie it into some kind of existential crisis.
Yeah. But, most of the time when that happens, I don't know who's listening to this podcast. Hopefully it's not the people that I tell off, but most of the time I just... It's people that I don't really care to talk to, and they come up and ask me, and they're just like, oh, cool. And they've already asked me. I mean, sure, maybe I've changed my major recently, but at the same time, it's like, not going to change that much. And what are you going to do with that information anyway? Once you find out what I'm studying, and where I'm going to school, what was that for?
Yeah, what is the worth of this conversation we're having right now?
You're just gonna go, oh, cool, and then sip your drink, and then try to think of something else to say.
And you'll never remember it.
Right.
Just piss in the wind.
Just another fart in the wind. That's all we are.
Yeah. Man, life is so strange.
Right.
Like, just the idea of normal.
Normal. Like SpongeBob.
It was just it's a fiction. We try to bring order into a world that's just straight chaos, man.
Yeah.
We're a weird species, that's for sure. We just try to remove ourselves so much from the outside world, which I guess makes sense, because that's how you survive as a species that has no innate weapons. We have nails, but that doesn't really do much.
Yeah, we're pretty worthless.
Oh, yeah. Soft, and... like, even guys who were bodybuilders wouldn't stand a chance against a bear.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Peace. Man.
Yep.
We just like to feel removed from nature. We're not a part of it.
Like, yeah, we're observing it or something?
Yeah. So strange.
We're observing and manipulating and controlling.
All it takes is mastering. A comet, though.
We can
just master. A comet coming out of the sky.
Yeah, like Halley's Comet. I can't wait for that to hit something. I don't even know if it ever will. I mean, it comes through our solar system, like, how often? I'm just waiting for it to hit, like, either Mars or Earth or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to, eventually, right?
Man, I think I side with Joe Rogan on this one, because he was saying, if a comet does hit the Earth, you're better off having that thing hit you right in the fucking head. Just peacing out. You don't want to be around for the aftermath. No way. Road wars and just anarchy would be awful. I would not want to live in that kind of society.
I don't know how true this story is, because obviously I was younger, but when I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade, we had a biology teacher who, he showed us a meteorite one day that he had. I don't know where maybe he got it somewhere else, but the story is that his grandma or his mom was outside, like, putting the clothes up to dry on the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they used to do that?
Yeah, the clothespins.
Before dryers were invented. Yeah. So he said that, like, she was out there doing that, and all of a sudden, like, a meteor flew through one of the sheets that she was putting up and, like, into the ground. So they dug it up and got a meteorite. I was like, I don't know how true that story is, but cool.
Probably twisted a little bit over the years.
Oh, no, for sure, especially us being, like, in 8th grade.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly unlikely, but right.
The world may never know.
Yeah, I need to lick more Tootsie Pops in order to find out.
Yep. Find the one that has a star on the wrapper.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lie, right? That, it's a
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, supposedly that, like, what is that lie about, though? Because, like, everybody's because like, it's special. It gets you a free one.
Yeah, yeah, you take it to, like, the factory and they'll give you another one for free. But somebody actually did it and they were like, eh, fuck off.
Yeah, I bet. I drove 200 miles to get here.
Oh, man. Ridonkulous.
Yep.
It's getting hard to find...
Fake news?
Fake news, yeah. I haven't seen anything.
It's because you got to kind of go against what you think is true.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to... Yeah. Just to think of things that could be wrong. Because you think they're right.
Oh, I forgot. I saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy with my family.
Oh, how was it?
It was dope.
No spoilers.
I know.
I want to see that one.
I shouldn't have even said anything.
That's one I want to see.
It's super good.
How many stars would you give it?
Out of what?
Five. Six. Oh, no, out of four. Out of four.
Four-star rating? Who does that? I've never heard of a four-star rating.
Isn't that the, No, out of four.
Okay, whatever.
Isn't that
four.
The standard for normal
I thought that it's
movies?
Always a five-star rating.
I thought movies was four.
I don't know. I've never heard of a four-star rating.
I'm gonna Google it.
Anyway, it's super good. I don't think there was anything wrong with it at all. Except for the soundtrack. Except the soundtrack is only, like, an addition, you know? It's not, like, as important.
Yeah.
The soundtrack's still good. They just didn't incorporate it as much into the movie.
Hmm. Well, I heard an interview with James Gunn, the director.
Yeah, yeah.
And he puts a lot of thought into what songs he puts in. And
oh, no, he did. You could tell, but it wasn't as much as the first movie.
Right, yeah. I could see that.
Because they were trying to focus more on the characters themselves instead of, like, the sound and the songs.
Hmm. It is out of four. Four stars.
All right, cool. It's a five, then.
Super important. Can't forget that. It's necessary for our existence to know.
Yeah, no kidding.
That movies can only have four stars.
Well, I give it a five, so...
Nice. Breaking the mold. Oh, was there any Easter eggs at the end?
Dude, they had five after credit scenes. Five.
What?
So they have, like, a ton of them throughout the credits. That, like, you'll watch, like, part of the credits, and then it'll show you a scene. Not as it's rolling or anything, but it'll
right.
The credits, like, will go away. The credits will go away, and then you'll watch a scene, and then the credits will come back after.
Interesting.
And they had five of them.
Are they for, like, different things? Because I know they want to bring, like, the Avengers in with the Guardians. Was there something for that?
Kind of. Not really.
Hmm. So more of just like a Guardians 3?
One of them was really just to, like, a... Some of them were just to be funny. Like, they weren't really after credit scenes that revealed anything special.
Gotcha.
They were kind of just silly.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should say.
Baby Groot dancing in the first one?
Yeah, like Baby Groot dancing. That was no big deal. Like, that wasn't really adding anything. It was just there. There were two or three of those. And then only like one or two were actually revealing something.
Hmm.
Like the very, very last one was the best.
Yeah. Well, dope. I'm excited to see it. I don't know when I'll have time to, but maybe this weekend when the kids go to see their mom.
Probably.
Yeah. Then I'll probably go like Saturday or something.
Yeah, it was super good. My parents, what they did is they bought tickets like a month ago and they were like, are you going to go or no? And I'm like, sure, I'll not work that day. They're like, you better not. Because it was back-to-back. We went to the theater at 4 o'clock, and we watched the first one. And then after the first one, there was like a 30-minute break or an hour break, I don't remember. And then we watched the second one at like 7. So it was back-to-back in the theater.
That's pretty dope.
The only thing that bothered me about it was that it was in 3D. And I'm not into that as much anymore. It's lost its... I don't know. It's not as cool.
Lost its muchness.
It's lost its something.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really liked 3D. It always just gave me a headache.
I got a couple of headaches this time just because of the way it was focusing.
Mm.
But it wasn't worth the 3D.
Yeah. It's a lot more expensive, too, to get 3D tickets.
Yeah, no kidding. But I didn't have to pay for them. I was invited.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen an actually good movie in the theater. I saw Logan. It was good. That was probably the last one I saw. And then the one before that was either Deadpool, which was back in February of last year. Holy cow, that was a whole year ago.
I think it's been longer than a year, hasn't it, since Deadpool came out?
Well, no, yeah, it has. Last February, like a year and a half ago, that's when it was.
Oh, gotcha.
But in theaters, like, I haven't really... I've just been using Showbox. Illegal. Illegal downloading. But that's how I've been watching all my movies. I don't really go to the theater for anything unless it's something big like Deadpool or Logan or something else.
Yeah. I didn't really Thor, enjoy Ragnarok. Deadpool. Oh, that looks good.
You didn't?
Well, I don't know. I've never been a fan of, like, superhero movies, which is why I like Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's not really a superhero movie.
Right.
Because they're just, like, outcasts, and they're, like, heroes of circumstance.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I hated the Spider-Man movies. They can go suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah, they all did.
The Superman movies were awful. The Superman movies are terrible. I'll never go see those.
I'm not a fan. I've only seen them once. Each. Yeah.
The Batman movies were okay with Christian Bale. I thought those were pretty good. But, I don't know. I've just never been a big fan of them. Like, I haven't seen any of the Avengers. I've only seen Iron Man 1. I haven't seen any of the other ones. And I don't plan to.
You're missing out.
So I hear, but I don't know. I don't really enjoy them.
It's hard to find something good nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, even just on television, I only like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones.
And Rick and Morty.
Well, yeah, but they're never going to come out with season 3 in Rick and Morty. And I'm bitter about
it. Abandon all hope. Never going to happen.
But yeah, it's really hard to come across something nowadays that is good.
Yeah. It's
maybe our expectations have been blown out of proportion.
Could have been. Yeah, it could be that way. But I don't know. I think everything's just kind of been done already.
Right.
All the story premises. Because a movie doesn't get into my top 10 if I can predict the ending. It's rare that something is really just that good that I can predict the ending of, that I'll actually like. But, like, with Arrival, I don't really like it that much because I predicted the ending.
I remember we talked about that.
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers, because...
No, I just remember talking recent, about that specifically.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It was an okay movie, until it turned out to just be a love story.
Right. That was the worst part of it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I went to go see sci-fi, and I got drama.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I paid for. It was still okay, though. It was still an okay movie. I might see it again, but probably not.
Yep.
But, like The Prestige, I love that movie. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Because that one, you cannot predict the ending of. It's just so... There's so many twists in that storyline. Just a wonderfully written script.
We watched that the other day. It's a long movie. Holy
it
cow.
It is, yeah.
I needed to be worked in the morning, and I had to, like, abandon ship.
Yeah. Yeah, I just enjoy... I enjoy good stories, and it's hard to find good stories. It's all just, like, cheap comedy.
Yeah, I don't like the puns. Where, like, they'll purposefully pause in the movie so that the audience has, like, a little bit of time to laugh.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was... Yeah, and they say, like, super witty things that it's not that funny.
Yeah, it just kind of, I don't know, because when you see a movie, you want to make it relatable or seem like it could be realistic. But then they do something like that, and it just totally pulls you out of it.
Yeah. I mean, they can pull it off sometimes, but I can see what you're trying to get after. You're trying to get after something very, very personal or very relatable, that it's so well done, there's no criticism on it.
Yeah. It'd be hard to do. I mean,
it's like a very serious movie, kind of dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset. Hold your goats at gmail.com.